escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, Ken?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Good. Glad to hear it. Did you guys watch that game last night?
I did.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
No. I mean, it's wild card. You got better teams playing worse teams. But the Vikings, I don't know what people were saying, actually. What was the spread on that game?
I think it was the Rams plus 2.5.
Okay, 2.5. You and I just never believed in
the Vikings.
In the Vikings Sam because Darnold. Of Darnold, because of his name. Yeah. Basically.
And we've seen him. You are who you are. Like, I know what you are.
Yes. But also, the Vikings, I do feel bad for Vikings fans because they never won the Super Bowl, right? So you're in that position. I don't think they've ever won, right?
I don't know.
Didn't the Chiefs beat the Vikings? Wasn't that like the first Super Bowl victory for the Chiefs that they beat the Vikings? Does that sound right?
What were the purple
they've been,
people?
That was the Vikings, but I don't think they won. They might not have won.
Look it up. I don't think they've ever won a Super Bowl. But the thing is,
purple people leaders and Fran Tarkington?
Yeah, but they've been good many times in my life where they have a good regular season. They'll get to playoffs. I mean, they had just recently the Cousins, right? I mean, he went like 11-0.
They played in 1, 2, 3, 4, but failed to win any of them.
So they've never won. They've never won. But they're often pretty good. And people talk, at least, you know, in the last 30 years or whatever that I've been watching football, I feel like there's been a lot of times where they're pretty good.
Competitive.
Yeah, and they give people a reason to watch, and then they get their hopes up. And so part of me also, it's not just that his name is Sam Darnold. That's a huge part of it.
Right.
In his face. But
we've seen Sam Darnold play before.
We've seen him play for the Vikings before.
Right.
Almost. You know, it's just like, I know this isn't going to work.
Yeah, I've seen you.
You guys are going to get heartbroken.
I know who you are.
I didn't expect it to be necessarily that bad. But when they punted, I know it's like 4th and 20.
I also think they need to redo it a little bit.
Redo what? How they match these teams up?
Yeah, I just think the Vikings were 14-3. Now, I know they ended up having to play in Arizona because of the fires and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt it was weird that a 14-3 team has to go play a 10-7 team.
I know.
At home.
And that's just kind of how wild card weekend is, isn't
because
it?
Because if you win your division, you get a home game.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because everybody complained about that with the college football playoffs.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was like, oh, this sucks. These games are blowouts. There's not any good games. And I'm like, it's the same thing they do in the NFL.
Right, right.
And this happened. This is what happens.
Yeah. Well, I was complaining about wild card weekend yesterday. Like, oh, it wasn't a very good weekend for football. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't really remember. And then you start looking back and like, oh, yeah, that's kind of how these weekends go a lot of times. Just teams getting the crap beat out of them until you get to next week. So, but that game... What, like, in that situation, it's the playoffs, and I just want to ask you, because I think, you know, if you'd wanted to be an NFL coach, you could have been an NFL coach. If you just focused on that, you could have done it. Sure, you could have. You know enough about the game, and you're good at coaching. In that moment where you're down, and it's 4th and 20 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and there's not a lot of time left, don't you have to go for it in the playoffs? Why are you punting the ball?
Even if you're I never believe in just waving the white flag.
You're just giving up.
Right, and I don't believe in waving the white flag. One, because I don't like to lose. And two, I think it tells your team.
Yeah.
I think it tells your team. I think it sets the tone for next year. Like, really, what are you trying to do now? We're not going to win.
Right.
So we're trying to set the tone for next year. So let's go.
Right.
You know, hey, whatever.
Exactly.
This is how we're going to play next year. We saw what happened. I think you just kind of set that tone for next year. Like, we're going to let it all hang out.
Yeah.
We're not going to L.A. next year and losing to a worse team than us.
Yeah.
We're not, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's what I do.
Yeah. And look, I'm not saying that they're going to convert that 4th and 20. Darnold's got
There's
what it takes.
There's no plays.
He doesn't have what it takes. But in those moments in the playoffs, the Mahomes, and you don't even have to necessarily be the Mahomes, but Mahomes has done that. You know, you got, because you got to try.
You got to try.
It's the playoffs. You got to go for it. And one of the craziest things to me was that fumble recovered for a touchdown. That then they later said, never mind, it's a pass. Now, I texted you earlier and asked if you'd been watching the Manning cast last
night. I saw
that
they were talking about it with Belichick.
Yeah, so Belichick's on the show, on
but
the
I didn't
Manning
hear
cast.
It.
And they're watching this happen. I cut this down a little bit. But when if you didn't see the game, what the hell's his name? Stafford. Fumbles the ball. Looks like he fumbles the ball to me. Vikings pick it up, run into the end zone. Initially touchdown. As the Mannings are watching this with Belichick, both of the Manning brothers are like, oh, fumble, touchdown, there you go. And Belichick immediately says, no, they're going to rule that a pass.
What did he say? Did you say he threw it?
That's not a throw, right? I don't think
he didn't.
That.
He didn't.
No way you can say that's a throw.
Bill, your thoughts here?
They're going to call it a pass.
I don't think you can say that's a throw. When your head's down, that.
Throw the pass forward. Number 17 was in the area. Therefore, it is an incomplete pass.
It's an offensive league. What are you guys doing? There's no rules to help the defense in the NFL. You can get away with that and call it an incomplete pass. You guys should coach defense in the NFL. You know what it's like.
Because if you watch the whole clip, it's long as that. But both of the main is like, no. That's not a pass. You got to get down. I tried it in high school. They're going through all this. Like, you're wrong. And all Belichick had said at that point was, they're going to rule it an incomplete pass. And when Belichick said it, right after he said it, the refs come out and say, it's a fumble for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. So the main is like, yeah, see, we were right. And Belichick just sits there and waits. And then the refs come back and say, after further review, never mind. And that is annoying. I mean, come on. How is that?
That's less annoying than some of the other ones that I've seen.
Well,
like, at least I feel like he was going down. He did try to, like, throw it at somebody.
I guess.
And then even then, he was like, when he was laying on his back, he was like, I was throwing it.
Right.
Like, I know it's cheap, but to me, that's less troublesome than whatever that interception was against the Texans and the cornerback. He didn't finish catching the ball the fall.
That was annoying.
Like, whenever they do that, I was like,
in the spirit of the game,
ball.
He got the ball.
In any football field in America where people are playing, that's an interception.
Yeah, but you knew
at
they were going to call
one,
back.
You're like, I don't know, he was kind of throwing, like, at least I feel like on a playground somewhere, kids are arguing.
Yeah.
I threw it like that, screw you, and he's right there. But that the dropped ball falling through a catch, that kind of stuff, I'm like, What?
Having complete, right, completing the catch and all that stuff.
Threw
I knew they were going to call that pass.
On the ground.
I knew they were going to say he didn't catch it, and I was annoyed. And right. then, of course, they did. I can, if I live to be 80 and continue to watch football the rest of my life, I will never understand intentional grounding. I don't understand the rule. I don't know when they're in the pocket, out of the pocket, why that's
intentional grounding,
why that's not.
I will never understand targeting.
Okay,
sometimes he led with his head, but they're like, but not the crown of the head. I'm like,
right.
But he still hit him in the head, like. What are we, I don't understand.
I don't think the refs
do either. I think they just look at it and they're like, man, that looks like it hurt.
Yeah.
So you got to go.
That's it.
And they're like, man, it didn't look like it hurt that bad. Plus, that dude's kind of a dick. And he was lowering his head, too. He's a tough guy, whatever. Take one on the chin, kid. I don't think there's like a set thing.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right.
Okay.
So
here's the game. AI can do just about anything now. Okay, here's something I tried to do. I will admit this. I see these things on my feed where, I don't know if you see these now on Instagram, where suddenly a post, it's a promoted thing for something, and it's girls that are, they're animated, but they it takes you a second to realize it's animated. They look pretty real.
Have you seen those?
Okay. And I realized, like, oh yeah, you can create images with AI. I've done that for the show before.
Mm-hmm.
If you can create girls with AI. So over the weekend, I tried. And there are many, many companies that will offer to do this for you. They say, okay, what kind of woman do you want? Big boobs, small boobs, brown hair, blonde hair, whatever. So I tried to do this. But every time I tried to do it, I ended up hitting some sort of a paywall, and they wouldn't finish my girl.
Right, yeah.
Because you can, you know, and it's even like, what do you want her to wear? And then you get to a point where it's like, what setting do you want her to be in? A kitchen? An office? Outside? And then it'll say, and then, of course, what do you want her to be doing? And you can choose. And I'll tell you, man. I looked at that credit card thing, and I was like, it might be safe. I don't know. I might give it a shot. I'm curious, because someone's creating these images that look almost real. But it can also create music, which I think is pretty impressive. I mean, everything it does is pretty impressive. But these songs that it can churn out now, you just say, hey, write me a country song that sounds like this. And a lot of them sound really good. So someone's like, hey, I've got these two songs here. One's AI, and one is an actual demo someone in Nashville. And we don't think you can tell the difference, okay? So there's two songs I'm going to play clips from. The first one is called More Country Than Me, okay? Now, does that sound like it could be a country song? I think so. More Country Than Me.
Sure.
This is demo number one. You ready?
I ain't got no cows. I don't ride on horses. And I never lived in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
That don't mean you're more country than me. Okay, so that's clip number one. What do you think? Do you think it sounds like it could be a real song?
It sounds like it could. My first thought is that that's AI taking a little shot at country music.
Okay, that's exactly what I thought. When I heard it this morning, my first thought was, okay, there was something about those lyrics, too. Like, I don't have a plow. I'm like, that seems a little off. And then More Country Than Me, it just sound a little...
But, I mean, it certainly could be a song.
Exactly, exactly. So More Country Than Me is demo number one, all right? Demo number two is called Drunk on Dreamin'. Like, I'm drunk on dreamin', okay? Drunk on Dreamin', demo number
Pain
two.
Pain like I'm a fiend for whiskey, but it's working like a charm. Got me dreaming, I'm still where I'm wanted, in your loving arms. Baby, I'm drunk and I'm dreaming. Drunk on dreaming on you, head full of junk. And I'm reading, messed up thinking about you. Baby, I'm drunk and I'm dreaming. Drunk on dreaming on you, head full of junk. And I'm reading, drunk on dreaming. Drunk on dreaming on you.
See, my thing is that hook, drunk on dream, that does sound like maybe AI could do it.
Yeah.
By the way, hopefully I have the answer, because the whole point is I didn't want to have the answer while we were doing it, and it says that there's an answer if I go to this other page. So I should have the answer. That'd be really bad if I didn't, but...
I'm going to say number two is AI.
That's kind of where I'm leaning now. Just that
I was
drunk
leaning,
on dream.
I mean, they're both bad. So,
right.
I mean, it's hard to tell, like, when they're both bad, but it, that... drunk on Dreamers sounded like maybe he didn't know exactly. Like, the AI wasn't sure what all the words meant.
That's that exactly. Because I understand, like, okay.
What do you need?
Could oh, you need a key. He needs a key. He's locked out.
Okay.
Guy always forgets his wallet. Yeah, I mean, drunk on Dreamin', that to me seems...
Yeah, and then I'm drunk, and yeah.
You know, but the first one also seemed awfully simple, although, you know, a lot of country music sounds awfully simple. I was also listening to see if the voice sounds like...
They
know,
both sounded fine to me. I can't
tell that anything's like... That sounds like a guy.
Got me dreaming, I'm still where I'm wanting. In your loving arms.
That doesn't sound, I don't hear any like digital, mm-mm, you know, whatever. And because sometimes I hear stuff that clearly AI will be narrating a cheap TV show and you can kind of hear it. It puts emphases in the wrong places, right? And you go, oh, I think that must be a computer. But Drunk on Dreamin'.
I'm going to say Drunk on Dreamin'.
That sounds more to me like a country. And one more time.
Got no cows.
More country than me.
I don't ride on horses.
But this seems so simple.
And I never lived in Nashville, Tennessee.
I ain't got no cows, no horses. I never lived in Nashville.
Don't push no plow.
That's the thing right there. I don't push no plow. You know, you're okay, I understand the concept of you're not more country than me just because I don't do these things. But pushing a plow doesn't sound right, does it? You could think of other things to do. I don't drive a truck. Don't say you're more country
says,
than me.
Well, somebody said robot type S in the voice on the first one.
You think?
And then somebody else says the drums are weird in the second one. So there's nothing.
No,
there's
consensus. Yeah, but if you want to join us, it's twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. Okay, so it says here, if I go to this other page, that I will get which one is AI. Okay, the first song, More Country Than Me, is Artificial Intelligence.
Really?
This is the fake one. Wow, I mean...
I can't count the horses.
The plow is the only thing.
You're more country than me.
It's a better song.
It is a better song.
It's a better song.
And honestly, if you and I were out somewhere, or even here at work, if we walked by the country station and the doors were open and we heard that song playing, there's no part of us that would go, oh, or if for some reason we got curious about the country charts and the program director of the country station said, oh, this is our number one song, and for some reason we were curious and we listened to it, I don't think either one of us, not only would I not suspect that it's a robot, but I also don't think it's like a terrible country song.
No, I think you could play it and people would like it.
I think more country than me.
The Drunk on Dreaming wasn't great. I didn't really understand what he was saying, like what he was talking about.
Is that right? I still feel like Drunk on Dreaming has to be the fake one. No, it says Drunk on Dreaming is performed by real Nashville artists. Okay, so there you go. Drunk on Dreaming is the real one. More country than me. Dude, it's going to be, you know, a week from now, they're going to be doing this game, and they're going to say, which one is the real Laszlo and Slim Fast, and which one is the fake Laszlo and Slim Fast? And they're going to both be fake, and they're going to have listeners thinking we're here,
oh,
but we're
I
not
like
getting
that.
Paid anymore.
I like that.
Except they stopped paying us. We need to, maybe we could copyright
it,
our...
tell them we're not here.
Well, that would be good if they didn't know.
And we still get paid.
That would be very good. I mean, this thing wrote more country than me. That's a good song. That's in my head now. I'll bet they could tell good jokes.
Oh.
We know they can mimic our voices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they could even make us, since they can generate images, since we're on Twitch, they could generate images where we're better looking.
Well, even, you know, yesterday you were talking about the guy who was suing the Minnesota College.
Yeah, for they expelled him for using AI on a paper.
And they said that, you know, they could tell. So I went to my ChatGPT and was like, can someone tell if you write me a paper? And it was evasive a little bit. Like, it was kind of like, you know, basically like, hey, do you want me to help you do this? And
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm just asking, could you tell? And it was like, well, some schools would use these ChatGPT programs.
Okay.
And it's like, but it was basically like, no, they could not prove it if I wrote it. And then I was like, what if I told you to write this? Write a 1,000-word paper on Roberto Clemente through my voice using the things you know about me.
Boom.
And then it spit it out. And like the third paragraph, it was like, as a father of two.
Dude.
So then I was like, well, now what?
Why would my kids... I would be mad at my kids for writing papers. Like,
right.
You idiot. Just ask
the
robot to do it.
I said, would a university be able to tell that you wrote that? It was basically like, No. What? Just do you want help with a paper? No,
okay.
Just kept asking me.
Well, that makes sense because when it first went public and people started talking about using it, I know your kids said that there were kids at school who were already being accused of using
my
AI.
Kid got accused of it.
Oh, he did. Okay, so then you're like, hey, how the hell do you know? And their response finally was, we use AI, and it tells us. And honestly, as an idiot that I am, I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure, it can do anything. It can spot itself. It's like recognizing its own voice. And I just bought it. I was like, oh, that's how they're catching these kids.
My ChatGPT said there's things that it could test for that would be more AI than perhaps human, but there's no way they could prove it.
I saw some professors, they were Swedish or from some other country, and they have this program that goes through basically to look at all the texts on your phone, everything that you ever texted someone, any emails that you have, stuff like that. And then it knows who you are. It can basically go with like 85% accuracy to any text that's written and say, this was written by him because we know how he speaks, how he texts. And they said that over your lifetime as an adult, that doesn't change much. So if you use the word just a lot or whatever, it spots it. And so it might be able to tell. But they said it's not 100%. You know, it's like 80%.
Right, well,
so,
I mean, like, well, I change it because I'm trying to get an A in this paper as opposed to what I text SlimFast at night. Like, whatever. And as long as you say, in through my voice, using what you know about me.
Yeah.
It used examples of me.
Well, Twitch, figure out how to get it to do our show. We need 4 hours of material. See what you can spit out.
I ain't got no cows. I don't ride on horses. And I never lived in Nashville, Tennessee.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! All right, hit me with that news.
The news, well, California is still on fire. Yeah, we'll get to that. But the big, big news today. Two rock legends are going to play a show together, and the pre-sale is today.
Billy Joel and Elton John again?
You're so close. You're so close.
Yeah, I mean, you got one.
You got one of them.
Billy Joel and Phil Collins?
No. Rock legend. I know some people think Phil Collins is a rock legend. I think he might be dead, though. Isn't he in a wheelchair or something?
I don't know anything about him.
Last time I saw him do that Genesis performance, he couldn't stand up, right? Wasn't that something? He's got something
Billy Joel and Eric Clapton.
You're getting closer, I think, but someone good. Someone that our moms like, but we like too, because
Barry
rock
Manilow.
Legends. Was in a band and then went solo.
Mm. Eric Clapton.
Rod Stewart.
You already said Rod Stewart. They're playing together,
Billy
guys.
Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, the two legends now teaming up. They're going to do a one-night-only concert at Yankee Stadium. Jeez. Billy and Rod Stewart to play the iconic New York venue. It'll be July 18th. The Grammy winners are going to be performing a mix of their most beloved songs. Mark your calendar. Set your alarms.
Okay, the pre-sale's today, Laszlo.
Get yourself some tickets.
It's expensive.
How much is it?
It's like hundreds of dollars. I was thinking maybe it is hundreds of dollars. I was thinking maybe you knew someone. You've got a lot of contacts. You're always texting people.
I used to know that guy. I told you. He said he could get you in any Billy Joel.
That guy told me anytime I wanted to see Billy Joel in New York, just ask him and he'd send me. I don't know that guy. You know that guy. That's the thing. I was
his
like,
first
that
name's
great.
Lee. I can't remember his last name.
You don't remember either? Oh, no. I thought you guys were like buddies.
Well, I know his first name's Lee. I haven't talked to him in years.
I've told everybody that story about how he said, anytime you want to see Billy Joel, I'll send you to see Billy Joel. And everyone's like, great. Call him. And I'm like, I don't know him. I don't have his number. I don't remember his name. But Laszlo knows him.
Would it be in your contacts?
I haven't talked to him so long. Maybe not.
I just thought for sure that's Laszlo's buddy, and you know he can call it in. We've never called him that favor. You know, it's been hanging out there. Can you imagine taking my mom to see Billy Joel and Rod Stewart? How much fun she'd have in New York City. She complains that she never gets out of town. She never travels.
Take
right?
A lemon party.
Snow cone. Stop.
What?
Just stop.
What?
Stop.
Last time you were there, you went to the lemon party.
Just stop. No lemon parties. We take her for a wholesome trip to New York City. She really wants one of those.
You better meet that Puerto Rican whore you senators meet to.
Stop it. We're not doing that. This is a wholesome trip, a Rod Stewart, Billy Joel trip.
Rod Stewart, take her there.
She wants
and
to
play.
Get...
Do you think I'm sexy?
He's going to say
and ask her.
He's
no, ask her if she thinks the Puerto Rican hooker is sexy. Because she's going to say no.
Just stop.
That woman you wanted to pay for sex was.
They were Ukrainian.
As they say in Puerto Rico. No bueno.
You mean the Ukrainian? I don't even remember the Puerto Rican. The Ukrainian.
No bueno.
I don't know what
she was. Ukrainian.
She was Ukrainian.
She was from a war-torn nation. You can see it written all
Puerto
over her
Rico's
face.
Puerto Rico's a war-torn nation.
Well, you said the Ukraine. I was giving you the, all right, she's probably Ukrainian.
Yeah, she is. I think she was. You know, something, I think that's called, is that Slavic? Right?
I don't know.
Anyhow, she could have been from like Kyrgyzstan, right? One of those places. Who knows? Let's be honest. Putin says it's all Russia.
She could have been Afghani, maybe?
Afghani?
Yeah.
No, she was definitely very light-skinned and had the Slavic.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to sex with me? Look at me, baby. Look at my boobies. Remember all that? That accent was very Russian, Ukrainian something. I love those people. I'm trying
not to pay attention.
Good people. I do love those people.
I wanted to leave.
What's Ashton Kutcher's wife's name?
Mila Kunis.
She's Ukrainian, right?
I thought she was Russian.
I think she might be Ukrainian. Look into that. But good people. Anyhow, the big news outside of the Billy Joel, Rod Stewart, if you can get past that. I know now everyone's already on their phones trying to get pre-sale tickets, so I lost them. I should have ended with that. But California's on fire. We know it's on fire. I'm not trying to be callous. I don't live there. So it's I'm a little torn because it's like you're giving us news that the houses are burning down. We know. Is there something we should be doing? I did see one of these guys on... Nick Wright's channel, I think it was Cowherd, saying, "You know, give to the Red Cross, because a lot of these people live in L.A. So a lot of like shows that I listen to, they're either not doing shows or they're only talking about the fires. And I'm like, gosh, guys, I know it sucks. I'm not there. You know, can you do your show? But then Mel Gibson has made headlines again because you know he's been out promoting that new Mark Wahlberg movie.
Oh,
it was supposed to come out last month, but I think it comes out soon. Where they're on the airplane, Topher Grace, Mark Wahlberg.
False something, yeah.
I've heard it's good.
Flight risk,
there you go.
Transporting a prisoner. The guy knows how to tell a story and make a good movie. The problem is he has a history of being a little anti-Semitic and, you know, off-star. Martin Riggs is like my hero. I grew up, Lethal Weapon movies were, I thought, the perfect cinema. And I thought Martin Riggs was the coolest guy in the world. I mean, I love Murdoch, too, don't get me wrong, but I loved, to me, Mel Gibson was this big movie star. Then he goes and makes, you know, the Jesus stuff, and then he gets drunk and says some stuff.
He got drunk.
Yeah, but didn't he do it
twice?
This is
coming from a Jew, like, whatever. He got drunk. I mean, the first time I got drunk and started spewing off anti-Catholicism rants.
okay.
Whatever. I can't speak for all Jews.
Yeah, I know.
But I can speak for this Jew,
that you,
and I don't
you
care.
Forgave him?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Look, I told him he made a snuff film with Jesus. He didn't, I don't know that he, boycotted me.
No, true. Well, you don't see him do a lot of media because he has talked about how he has a drinking problem. He's had some public image issues, right, in the past. But now he's promoting this movie, so like he went on Joe Rogan's podcast. When he was on Joe Rogan's podcast the other day, he basically said, yeah, the fire's getting close to my house. It might burn down. I don't know. And he said, like, but I got another house in Costa Rica, so I'll just go there. And he was very calm about it. Well, his house did burn down.
It did, huh?
It actually burned down. And he was on Fox News talking about the fires.
We didn't do that.
We didn't kill Jesus,
and we didn't do that.
Because we know some people are blaming it on these lasers, right? Yeah. I told you about that yesterday. There's a conspiracy. And that's a real conspiracy out there. And, you know, we say Jewish lasers, but we say that because they think it's Israeli defense, whatever. It's that it's Israeli. So I don't know what Mel Gibson believes exactly, but he did say something kind of odd on Fox News.
California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, well, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. Mm-hmm. But one begins to ponder whether or not there is a purpose in mind. What could it be? You know, I don't know. Do they want the state empty? I don't know.
He thinks it's on purpose. But why? It's an insane thing to say, but you almost hear him saying his mind.
But
obviously that's what's happening. So why do they want us out of California? So I don't know about
this. They want the state empty?
That's what he said. I don't understand that conspiracy.
I think they're just trying to burn Diddy stuff.
Get rid of evidence.
I've heard that. You heard that too, didn't you?
That's amazing. I haven't heard that. Oh, that's amazing.
Well, you say it's amazing. I think it makes a lot more sense than Jewish lasers.
No, I do too. And also, did his house really burn down?
Mel Gibson's?
No. Diddy's. Like, did Diddy's? Any of Diddy's stuff?
No,
any evidence? Because that would be kind of amazing if they're like, here's where he had all the parties, and they go back to show the jurors, and they're like, oh, it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
It's a pile of ash.
Just like when I was on parole, all my paperwork got lost in a hurricane.
Yeah, that sucks.
You see what I'm saying? Just burn it all down. That's true. There's no proof.
That did happen to Lazo. He's like, I need my license. I need the proof that I did these classes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we had a hurricane and lost all the proof. So you got to do everything over again.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like you did 20 years ago.
His house is safe as of right now.
Who?
Diddy's.
Okay. Do you think he's in jail? Like, come on, fires. Come on.
I know I was.
Yeah.
Well, the hurricane was coming, I'm like, hit that jail.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Well, there's a new fire. I don't know where. Did you see last night another one sparked called the auto fire? And so it just keeps getting.
Yeah, extreme winds whipping up flames in Southern California overnight, sparking a new blaze, the auto fire in Ventura County, burning through brush and forcing evacuation orders. First responders racing to contain it, as across the region they mount an all-out attack to control the much larger fires that have devastated entire sections of Los Angeles. With those Santa Ana winds ramping back up overnight and due to peak today, 13 million people under red flag warnings. The National Weather Service calling the conditions about as bad as it gets.
About as bad as it gets. I guess the wind sort of stopped. Was it last night? Sometime yesterday? And they're like, great, this is great. We're starting to make progress on containment. Then the winds picked back up, started this auto fire. They named every fire. Do they always do that? You name each fire? I know we name hurricanes. And maybe I would even say, okay, if there was a bunch of fires, we would call that the Grapevine fires, right? Something like that. We give it a name because this was the region that all these fires happened. I didn't know that we name each individual fire. It's like, hey, these two fires aren't touching one another.
Well, I don't know that I've been around when there's different fires.
True. I mean, I don't know. Like, I remember Australia burning down. That was awful, but was that one fire?
Australia's real.
Right. I mean, we don't know. There's no way to know. They say, oh, you want to go? Sure, we'll take you. It'll take 24 hours. Well, they know I'm not going to do that.
And then when you get there, it looks like it's America.
Right.
But people with different accents. All like, sudden, I'm not sure.
Because it just takes 24 anywhere. Hours for them to put on slightly, to put a little sunscreen on their nose and then go, hey, mate, how are you?
Or to just take me,
let me show you
east
the beach.
To Florida where I've never been.
No, it's not Florida. Look at this. Look at this, mate. We've got sharks. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, let's talk to
everyone. We got them too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably not real. You're right. I never really thought about that. Well, anyway.
I don't think Australia's real.
The fires in California, as you heard, they said the conditions are as bad as they can get. Everyone's losing their houses. Dennis Quaid, Paris Hilton, Ricky Lake, Mel Gibson. They're all, these are our
American icons. Why is it all people from the 90s?
That's true. You're like, hey.
I'm being honest. Is it like a neighborhood of like
not as rich?
Old money? Yeah. No, but like not old money, but in the 90s, we all bought houses here.
Yeah.
This was the nicest place.
You're right.
Now, in the 2000s and 2010s, it's somewhere else.
You're right.
Because there's not anybody who's made money, like a lot of money recently, who's like, my house burned up. It's everybody who's had, was like, massive in the 90s and maybe the early 2000s. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, like Paris Hilton, you know, early 2000s star. Yeah. So you're right. What if that was the area to buy at that time?
Right.
During
and
that decade. And then it built up, and those people kept their houses.
Yeah.
People like Mel Gibson bought more and other countries, I guess.
Right, but he didn't need another house.
Yeah, but he kept the one there.
For now, the new ones are being built, somewhere else. I don't know where, but...
Yeah, because when people start talking about the neighborhoods of Los Angeles, I know some of them, like, okay, Silver Lake, and I've been around, but I really only know the places, obviously, that I've been.
Right,
and there's a lot of different neighborhoods where I go, yeah, I'm not positive where that is.
Right.
I kind of know Malibu, okay, here's, Santa Monica,
Bel-Air, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, of course, right.
Right.
I said some people really hate L.A. I guess people like either L.A. or you're either an L.A. person or a New York person or a rural person, right? You want country, you want land, or you want New York, L.A. I lean L.A., but my fiance does not. She definitely leans New York, which I think is weird.
I like L.A.
because she likes water, she likes being in the sun, all those things. I'm like,
just take the weather for it.
Yeah, and people talk about, well, you can't live there because the traffic is so... It is bad, but... Like, if you don't have to drive to work every day, if you were rich,
it'd be nice, yeah.
Because when you drive in non-rush hour, it's not that bad. You can get around. And it's so huge. There's so much space. Things are spread out. I don't know. I like it. I am a little bummed. We know people who live there. I really can't imagine. It's bad news. All right, coming up, we're going to finish the news here in a little bit. And I have a story for you that it really scared me this morning because I thought maybe Lazo had been arrested.
What?
Yeah, I had to look into it. I don't think it was you. I saw the mugshot, so I'll explain.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Lazo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! Well, the rest of the news.
Yeah, please. Finish it up.
So, I saw a story this morning, and I just saw man arrested. I saw what they said he did. I was like, oh, my God. Is that Laszlo?
Is there something wrong with your eye?
Yeah. Does it look bad?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
I had something in it earlier. Then I started
having a stroke.
I know. I just used eye drops to smoke me, but they're probably 10 years old.
What is happening?
Does it look really red?
No, it's one smaller than the other.
Well, it's always like that, right?
No.
After my surgery?
Those eye drops are intense.
No, I mean, it's noticeably.
I'm losing strength in this eye?
The other one.
Oh, this one?
This one's small.
This one's fine. This is always the small one.
No.
Yeah, you always...
Look, man, I've been sitting across from you for 20 years. I know what your eyes look like.
I
know
when they wander, when they go... Raise your arms up.
This is a different eye than what you've usually come in here with. It looks swollen.
It is bothering me. But this is the one that's bothering me.
Well, I don't know.
That's the one I've been putting drops in.
The other one's bothering me. Looks weird.
All right.
Put on glasses or something. I don't like looking at it. It's like saggy.
We haven't talked for a long
time. Saggy eye.
We haven't talked for a long time.
Thank you.
About the biggest star in the world, and this story involves her, and that's why I was a little worried it was Laszlo.
Oh,
yeah.
Lindsay Lohan?
No. Caitlin Clark. You didn't hear
her? This morning, WNBA star Caitlin Clark breathing a bit easier. 55-year-old Michael Lewis from Texas is behind bars, charged with stalking after prosecutors say he sent Clark a series of sexually violent messages. Hmm. In one, authorities say Lewis wrote in part, "Been driving around your house three times a day, but don't call the law just yet."
Okay, so that's not great, but that doesn't seem... That's not sexually violent. Just like, hey... Checking out your place. Looked it up on Zillow. I'm a big fan. Don't call the cops because I'm not planning on hurting you. I mean...
He said don't call them just yet.
Yeah. Like, hey, but don't... To me, he's saying, like, don't worry. I don't have intentions of harming you.
It's implying you call them later.
Well, no. You know, that implication isn't good because, you know, hey, when they... The people wrote that letter and stuck it in my mailbox...
You want to meet
they
God?
They said, you want to meet God? Yeah. And I took it to the cops. They're like, man, just ask your question.
Right.
I'm like, well, I feel like he... They're like, man,
it's all about how you interpret it.
I'm like, really?
It's all about.
I mean, like, we know what he's saying. I don't. All right. Well, should I respond then in kind? Like, sure.
Well, you and Caitlin Clark must have a lot in common then, because she must have interpreted these messages as a bad thing instead of just.
If you want to stalk Caitlin Clark, just get courtside seats. They're $7. And sit right there for all of them. Wave at her. Smile. Like, what up, baby girl? Like, hey, I'm the biggest fan. I got a fever.
Pay $3 more for the meet and greet at halftime every day. All right, so there's one of the messages.
In another, I'm getting tickets. I'm sitting behind the bench. The affidavit says the FBI discovered recent messages were sent from a hotel about a half mile away from the arena where Clark's team, the Indiana Fever, play.
Okay, and then they said he also sent some messages from the library that was down the street. Look, he says, I'm driving by your house. Don't call the cops, okay? Jesus, I'm not like that. And then he says, hey, I bought tickets. I'll be behind the bench. I'm excited. You get arrested for that? Hmm? Men, we get discriminated.
Well, they said sexual. There are probably more messages.
They say there are, but then give them to me.
Do you know if he's like DMing her?
The ones you're giving, it sounded like they were direct messages.
Okay.
But the ones that you're giving me don't seem like, you know, we need to get Interpol involved and go find this guy. I mean, they act...
There's probably more messages.
There are, but if those are the ones you're giving me as examples, like, wait, we'll give you a piece of it. Just listen to this. And he's like, I bought tickets to the game. I'm excited to come to the game. I bought tickets. I'm going to be sitting behind the bench because they're $7, as Laszlo said. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, and then, okay, the one about I'm driving around your house, not great, but he ended it with, but don't call the cops just yet.
Just yet.
Yeah. Like, it's not like that. Oh, he's just a fan. You know, we build these people up, put them on TV. What is a guy like him supposed to do?
I don't love it.
You don't love him?
I don't love him.
No?
Your guys, quit stalking women.
Well, yeah. Did you watch that Netflix show?
No.
Stalkers thing? Guys are nuts, man. Just, because I've never been, I cannot relate. I can relate to most things. You want to hit someone, I can relate to that. You know what I mean? I've had these feelings. But when it gets to the part where it's like, if I can't have you, no one can.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. I've never had that sort of feeling. Like,
I wish I did. I wish I loved someone that much.
I guess.
I'm being honest. Like, you know, it's almost like, look, I am, I believe in something, but I'm not devoutly religious like Mel Gibson
like
or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you're more religious than I am. But I'm envious of you for having that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at that. He really believes in something.
Yeah.
Like, really, really believes in it. I believe in it, but not like... I don't, you know.
You don't understand it. Yeah, don't know what it is, willing to say I don't understand it, but.
Yeah, but, you know, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Something from nothing doesn't make sense, so I think there's something.
Right. Man, it feels like there's something more than just random chaos, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, maybe, you know, it'd be nice to love someone that much. That you felt like, you know.
But that feeling, I don't get that. Like, if I can't have you, no one can.
I'm saying it's something you may probably because they love something more than you ever did.
But have you ever, has a relationship ever ended where you still loved the girl? And you're like, you're sad about the breakup? I've had that.
Sure.
Okay, so in that moment, then that should have been the time where if that was going to happen, that would happen.
That's what I'm saying, but we don't.
But I didn't have that.
I can't tell you what love is. I can't explain love to you.
I get what you're saying.
Because there's, you know, what I feel is love. You may be like, dude, that's a strong like.
Right.
And
right.
The way I feel love, what you're saying is, this is forever, is a strong like. I wouldn't even feel it. So I don't know what it feels like
fear.
Here. Right.
I think that's fear. That's not love.
Or you're just horny or whatever.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
If you could go in my body and feel like what love is, you may be like, that's not love. Or you may be like, I've never felt this way about anything. Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is we don't know how somebody like that feels. I'm not saying
right.
that that's, but that's okay.
Of course not.
And I'm not. I'm not even saying it's healthy or right. I'm just saying I don't know how that feels.
Me neither. And the stalking stuff. I watched that Netflix show. Did you watch it, Snow Cone? Did anybody watch that?
Yeah, what's it
I think it was called Stalkers.
I mean, the only time you ever... I mean, have I ever been broken up with or had a relationship in and driven by a girl's house? Yes.
Me too.
Late at night after, you know, my buddies drop, you know, they drop you off.
Yeah.
You've had a couple.
Listen to a rock ballad.
You drive by and
just
then there's
check it out.
Somebody
is she
else's
dating
car
anyone?
There, and you're like, God damn it!
That's it. That's
now,
it.
Of course, we've all done it. I never thought to go inside.
No, or to try and scare her in any way, or like,
no.
I didn't want her to know that I was just, you know, drunk and curious.
Yeah,
wanted to see if there was another car there, and there was. I remember, 20 years ago or whatever it was, 20 plus years ago, that happened to me. My relationship ended. I was sad about it. Laz was trying to talk me through it. And one day I said something. I admitted to him. I was like, I drove by her house.
Oh, yeah.
And I was really expecting for him to just lay into me. And you know what his response was? He goes, oh, I didn't know that you were at the driving by the house phase. Seriously. He did. And you remember?
I felt bad. I didn't pick up on it earlier.
Yeah. It was you and our buddy Greg.
Yeah.
That we worked with, and you both of you at the same time. It's like everything you told me would happen happened.
Mm-hmm.
And both of you had been through this feeling before, and I felt like I meet a lot of people as an adult now who maybe never experienced that,
mm-hmm.
and I feel bad for them almost,
because
it's such a good life lesson to have something end that you don't want to end, but you don't get to choose.
We don't.
Someone else decided for you. And then you build, like you taught me, you put some concrete around your heart, you learn to be a little less vulnerable.
If you wanted to destroy me, you're going to have to get to me earlier.
Exactly.
Somebody already did
that. It's so true. It's so
right.
true.
Somebody
it really
already
is.
Did that. You can't. Come on.
So when I talk to guys my age, you say, I'm just so scared of her cheating or leaving. I'm like, well, if she cheats on you, then break up with her because obviously she's not into it. It's like,
or
it's not that simple.
Just be okay
or don't.
With it.
Yeah, it depends on what your standards are.
Right.
But my thing is always like,
is
so, what if she, so what if she dumps you? So what? Like, you can't, wait, you know what? You can handle that. And a lot of people go, no, I can't.
No, yeah.
I guess they've never been through that experience. But you can. You can get through it. Yeah, guys, quit stalking people.
I should be a divorce counselor for men.
You should.
I really should be. There's so many guys who have come and be like, man. Usually they call and say, can I get your lawyer's number? And then I'm like, all right, man. And then I usually talk them through it for about a month.
Yeah.
You know, just check in on them. Like, you know, and then and I'm just always like, this is what's going to happen. And they're like, no. It always starts with, I'm like, get a lawyer.
Yep.
And they're like, no, I mean, I just want, and I'm like,
no.
It's not going to. They're like, no, we're friends. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're not.
You get a lawyer.
And you're not going to be.
Yeah.
And then this is what's going to happen. And it's going to happen like this, and it's going to happen like this. And then they're like, you know, and then they're like, oh, she did this. I'm like, I told you. Like, it's not like.
It's pretty amazing, pretty right. predictable. It's like when I got COVID.
And by the way, it's because guys did it for me. I had a buddy in. Two buddies in California I used to talk to all the time, and they would call me. Like, I haven't talked to them in forever, but they would call me when I was going through it. They're like, all right, so where are we?
Yeah.
What's the last thing that was said? I need to know what your lawyer said, what she said, what her. Okay, so here's where we are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you guys don't get it. They're like, okay, man. And then 2 weeks later, you'd be like, oh. No, they get it.
There it is.
There it is. Here it is. Exactly what they said.
You know, Swingers is a good movie that, you know, there's a lot of good movies that talk about heartbreak and like being a guy and going through breakup. But I think Swingers is great.
Yeah.
When
right.
Ron Livingston, right? Isn't that his name? When he's sitting there talking about, you know, it hurts and then it hurts a little bit less. And I'm actually scared to lose the hurt. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but I can totally relate to that. Driving by the house was to try and
one
get
day
a little
you wake
more
up,
hurt.
It doesn't even hurt anymore.
And then you miss it.
Then you miss the hurt.
Yeah. And driving by the house is like, oh, the hurt is starting to fade. I need to do something to make it come back. There's a car. Now I hurt again.
Right?
Because you do. It's predictable. It's really like when I got COVID the first time, that doctor told me, here's what's going to happen. You're going to feel like this. Then 3 days later, you're going to feel like this. Then you're going to think you're better in 5 days, but it's going to be really bad on the sixth day. She predicted the whole thing. It was the same way with the breakups. And I feel like the person who guides you through those breakups is one of those really important people in your life. When you look back on your life, you go, all right, here's the person that introduced me to good music.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
those
people, right? Here's the person who helped me through that first heartbreak.
Sure.
You know, those are like important people. Here's the person who helped you in your career. Whatever. You know, for me, all of them are last.
If you really wanted to mess me up, you should have got to me earlier.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Okay, so getting scammed. It's, you know, we've talked about it in the past. Laszlo had a scammer call him one time, and Laszlo ended up turning the tables around.
So mad at me.
Yeah,
I gave out his number and had people call him and
harass him.
Then I would call him myself. And one day he said, "I'm trying to make a living here." I said, "Yeah, by scamming people." He said, "What do you care? You Spider-Man?" That's what he asked me.
He asked if you were Spider-Man.
Are you Spider-Man?
Anytime I think of that story, the first thought I have is Spider-Man. So back in the day, like, you know, up to a couple of years ago, literally, people would scam in different ways than they do now. They would send those emails. They would send a lot of text messages, right, or DMs, saying that they were in love. There's television shows dedicated to stories about women who've been scammed by men who said they live somewhere else, and they never meet up, and it's like they're always about to meet up. By the time this thing's over, they've, you know, forked over $10,000, $20,000,
right,
and they find out that the guy isn't real. But those scams, I am hesitant to make fun of them because I've never been in the situation. They're a little bit older.
I'm even more hesitant to make fun of them. I watched again the Manti Te'o documentary.
Exactly, yeah.
Man, that was horrifying.
Yes.
The fact that I made fun of him the first time, like, I was like, man.
I feel like I owe him an apology.
Yeah, a hug.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, like, by the end, you could tell that he was very suspicious of, I mean, just the whole story.
Yeah.
If you've not seen that Netflix documentary about Manti Te'o, that's a great story about being scammed. So, yeah, it can happen to men or women. But there is some show about women being scammed.
Kim's off such a great character in that.
He's a good guy.
I watched it with my 13-year-old, and he was like, I keep getting more and more mad.
Yeah.
I'm mad. Well, I'm so mad at this person. And I'm like, yeah. And it was over. He literally was like, I'm going to start wearing number 5.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I owe him an apology. I wish I had his jersey.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. I felt bad for him. And that's what we are hesitant to make fun of people who get scammed.
Right.
And those women who get scammed, I see these big elaborate cons. Here's a picture of me. Oh, I'm out. You know, I'm an oil man or whatever. Here I am checking on a rig. And they send pictures that they get from some guy's Facebook in another country. And they periodically send something out, and these people buy it. Here's where I start to not really feel bad for you. Is when you're in France, you get a message from Brad Pitt's mother, Jane Etta Pitt.
Nice.
Okay?
Oh, man.
You get a message from her,
nice.
And she says, listen, my son.
I would
son,
have to tell her to quit texting me. It's over. I don't care who your son is. It's done.
Should have got you sooner.
It was a one-night thing. That's it, Etta.
So she says, listen.
Jesus Christ.
My son really needs a good woman like you. That's what he needs right now. And I'd really like to introduce the two of you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, he's only had, you know, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but, you know, the Angelina Jolie thing didn't end well. So, you know.
Oh, he's really looking for you.
He's looking for you. So, guess what? The next day, Brad Pitt starts messaging, right?
Nice.
This woman's 53 years old. She began this relationship after she got the message from the mom first. Mom saying, you're exactly the woman my son needs. Over the next year and a half. You got that? Over a year and a half. Brad Pitt would send her poems, declarations of love. He, at one point, eventually did ask her to marry him.
Okay? That's nice.
Now, the thing is, unlike previous scams that people ran up to a couple years ago. This one doesn't require a lot of human intervention because Brad Pitt was AI generated. So there is no one on the other end talking to her. Someone has just basically pressed play. And, you know, look, I don't know what this woman looks like. You're a 53-year-old French woman and suddenly Brad Pitt is reaching out to you for no reason, his mother. Now, okay, this woman was going through a divorce and her husband was a millionaire who's a lot older than her. So maybe she thinks, look, I am a person of some celebrity because of my wealth, my husband's wealth, whatever. Maybe that's what she's thinking. And so Brad Pitt's mother finding me wouldn't be the craziest thing because I am somewhat of a public figure. I really don't know. I'm trying to, you know, cut her a little bit of slack here. But she talks to Brad Pitt for a year and a half. Eventually he says, hey, will you marry me? And what she said, by the way, when she's asked about this after she found out this was a scam, she said, there are few men who write to you like he did. Yeah. I love the man I was talking to. He knew how to talk to women. The whole thing's very well put together. So she's saying AI men are better than real men.
I'm
not surprised.
Yeah, no.
Not surprised at all.
Do you have a picture of her?
No, that's the thing. I don't know what she looks like. No. But somebody probably does because, like I said, she's married to this millionaire. The French press must know who she is, but I haven't seen a picture in any of the articles
yet. Well, she's married to a millionaire. And
they're going through a divorce. He's older, and they were going through a divorce, and Brad Pitt's mom says, you should meet my son. So then she talks to Brad Pitt for a year and a half. Eventually, he asks her to marry her. Now, along the way, there's these scams going on, right? There were requests for money. That began as this guy claimed...
Well, Brad Pitt needed some cash?
Well, he said, I'm going to send you some luxurious handbags as gifts.
What? You need to pay for them up front.
Well, he told her that you need to pay the customs bill.
Oh, yeah.
It's $9,000.
Yeah, sure.
Just pay the $9,000. And by the way, at this point, like Brad Pitt's talking to you, and the first real transaction here is him saying, send me $9,000. I feel like, that's why I say I feel like I can kick this woman while she's down. Yeah.
She's a millionaire, he's a millionaire. Maybe they're talking money in different ways.
Well, yeah, and he's saying, look, this bag is worth tens of thousands. I just need you to pay.
Man, if it's like $9,000 is nothing. It's like me.
Pay $5.
Me catfishing you and being like, yo, just send $5 for the thing.
You're right. You're right.
Maybe that's it because they have so much money.
Because she's rich. Absolutely. So eventually, this, you know, AI Brad Pitt, this is my favorite part, claimed that he was in the hospital with kidney cancer.
Mm.
And he needed money for treatment.
No, because he doesn't have...
And he even told her that Angelina Jolie had frozen his bank accounts and he had no access to his fortune because of their bad breakup. So then the French woman now, she becomes a little bit suspicious, right?
That's charming.
But, you know what? She was reassured because the celebrity, the movie star's doctor, emailed her and explained to her that Pitt was very sick and probably dying, fighting to survive. And at that point, she transferred some more money because he needed money. Now, here's the pictures. If you're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, some of the pictures he sent from the hospital, you know, Brad Pitt laying up in a bed.
That one in the middle is funny.
Yeah. They're not like the greatest.
No.
They, you know, I don't know. I don't think they look all that real, but they're, you know, they're not terrible. So he sends multiple.
One up the top middle is
pretty bad. That looks like one of the.
I don't pick that stuff up very easily.
That one looks like when you go to porn sites and you're like, hey, here's a celebrity. And you're like, no, you changed the face.
Yeah.
That's what that one looks like. It does look fake. But so now I'm dying of cancer. Angelina Jolie has frozen my bank accounts. The doctor is emailing her. What do you do in that situation? The love of your life, your fiance. He's sick.
So, you've never seen him.
So what does she do? She sends about $900,000.
And?
$900,000.
And they fixed his cancer?
Yeah, you know. They got the $900,000. I mean, at what point when you're running this scam, I guess you just run it until they stop talking to you, right? So she says, look, we're talking about Brad Pitt here. I was stunned by the whole thing. I did think at first that it might be fake, but I didn't really understand what was happening to me. Okay, so you did think it was fake, and then Brad Pitt's mother assured you, reassured you? When the victim's daughter warned her mother that she was being conned, she said, you'll see when he's here in person, then you'll say you're sorry. So the daughter's like, Mom, Brad Pitt is not trying to date you. That's not Brad Pitt on the other end. She's like, you just wait. You just wait and see. He would be here. I don't know. Is that French?
What's her name?
However, the woman, I don't know if they actually put her name in here. They have to because they talk about how her husband's rich. However, the woman realized she was being scammed in the summer of 2024 when the real Brad Pitt was seen with his current partner. So, oh no, Brad Pitt's out in public and he's got a new girlfriend and it's not me. So then she opened up. I do give her credit for this. She goes to the press. She goes to this French broadcaster, TFI, or TF1, and she did a full interview and talked about the whole thing. And, you know, she said, look, I'm a victim of cyber scam, cyber bullying, whatever. And she admitted it. I do give her credit for that. If I handed over that much money to fake Angelina Jolie, fake Lindsay Lohan, fake whoever, Kirsten Dunst, I'm not telling anybody. Once I realize it's fake, I'm hiding that. I'm burying my computer. You know what I mean?
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
No thanks. So I do give her credit for going to the press and being like, guess how dumb I am.
Yeah, that was brave of her.
That is brave of her, right? That is brave. I agree with you.
Yeah, they pulled it because people are making fun of her.
Here's my favorite picture that she sent. He's got like
France,
an oxygen
the France
mask.
Football team.
Oh, what they do?
Like people. That's why they pulled it from that TF1, and all the replays of it are all pulled because the Toulouse France football club posted on X that Brad told us he would be at the stadium on Wednesday. And then Netflix France apparently said, "Here's four movies that Brad Pitt are really in."
God damn, the people are piling on. Lost a ton of money.
This I'm having a hard time on Twitch, but this picture here where he's got this oxygen mask in front of his face, it's not great. That's not great photoshopping. If you are actually suspicious and then you get that picture, maybe you say, I'm out. But you know what? By the way, guys, I just want to let you know. You think, oh, Brad Pitt, how do you fall for that? Brad Pitt randomly talking to you. I looked this up. This is not the first time that people have been scammed thinking by Brad Pitt. A couple years ago, a bunch of people got scammed by who they thought was Brad Pitt.
Five people have now been arrested for posing as Brad Pitt online and convincing victims to send them money. That is according to an investigation of a social media scam in Spain. Two women sent the suspects over $350,000. Pitt's spokesperson tells fans he does not even have a social media account.
Okay, so that's from a couple years ago. So people have been imitating Brad Pitt to get money for a while. Lazo, if you and I decided we need to make some
money. Her name is Anne, A-N-N-E.
Okay. But if you and I said we're going to start up a scam, we need to make money. If I suggested, let's pretend we're Brad Pitt, or if you, either one, the other person would say, that's not going to work, dumbass. No one's going to believe that you're Brad Pitt. That's stupid. And then I find out that it's happened to multiple women in Europe. So I think the Brad Pitt thing's a little, you know, we got a little too much attention there, but maybe we pretend like we're Clooney. You know? I'm Clooney.
Clooney's married.
I'm in Vegas. My wife just divorced. My wife is leaving me because she caught me with another woman.
Jonah Hill. He gets angry.
That's
true. You can be like, don't post anything on social media.
That's true.
Like, you could use the stuff we know about him to help you.
That's true.
Well, why don't you post anything about us on Instagram? Because I don't feel like our relationship should be out there.
I don't want people seeing you like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Jonah Hill. All right, we got it. Let's get this thing rolling, Snow Cone.
Up next, speaking in tongues,
the Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
You're going to agree with this stuff.
All right, I'm good.
I know you think, like, oh, this is stupid, but you will agree with this stuff. I didn't know this, but what's this paper called? Lake Superior or something? They put out this thing, I guess, every year and say, here's the banished words. Don't text them to people anymore and don't say them anymore because it's over and you sound stupid. So there's 10 of them. All right?
We're not allowed to say it anymore.
You're not allowed to say it. Period. So you're not allowed to say, like, it's the best show on TV, period.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
They say it's been overused, and it's been overused. So stop saying it. Utilize. They say when you say utilize, it just sounds like you're trying to sound smart. Just say use instead of utilize. I didn't know that this was an issue. I don't think I say utilize.
No. That
not that
weird.
Smart. So, okay, 100%. I agree with you 100%. I definitely say that.
They
say,
I thought you just said 100.
Well,
I never heard anybody say 100%.
Yeah, keep it hunna.
Yeah.
Well, that's like newer, but you've heard people in the past say 100%.
Yeah, but I feel like that was in the 1980s.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I think they're talking about
saying
100.
They literally say 100% has been said for too many years, and it's got to go. And they say percent, 100%, so I don't know. Sorry, not sorry. They say, you know, it's irritating, it's nonsensical. It also always seems, you know, like you're kind of trying to force it in there. Same with this one. IYKYK, you guys know what that means?
If you know, you know.
Yeah, that's Snow Cone.
That's Snow Cone's thing. He started it at 5 in the morning on his Instagram about, 10 years ago. IYKYK, if you know, you know. They say, look, that's really irritating, and you don't need to do it. You're always forcing that, so just don't do it. The next one is dropped. Like you say, my album just dropped.
Oh.
They say it's time to say released or introduced. There's no more dropped. Dropped
like
does sound
trying.
Old.
Don't
sounds
say introduced,
like
though.
Way too hard.
Yeah, what?
Don't say introduced, though.
No, that sounds weird, too. I would just say released, right? I like that better.
Yeah.
Introduced seems weird. But yeah, Dropped does sound old. My new album just dropped. Like, what era? What decade are you on?
That song slaps.
Right.
Like, shut up.
Right. Don't say it just dropped.
Saying cringe. Like, it's cringe to say cringe. Stop.
We'll get to it.
Stop.
We'll get to it. We're on number... That was number four, dropped. Number three is era. You know, describing a phase of your life, that's because of Taylor Swift. Yeah. They say you can't use it anymore.
I don't think anybody uses it except Taylor Swift fans, and I think they can use it because they're Taylor Swift fans.
Okay. Well, they say stop using it. Maybe Taylor Swift fans are allowed. Number two is Game Changer. They say people just use it too much. You say, this is a game changer. They say people use it about things that really aren't a big deal.
Game changers?
Yeah. It's been overused.
I like that one.
Game Changer?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, what do you replace that with? This watershed moment. You know, that's even older. This is a big effing deal. I don't know what you say instead. But just don't say game changers, Snowcon. Yeah. Sorry you like it. You guys know number one.
It was going to change everything.
The number one word they say you got to stop using. You guys already know it.
Cringe.
Cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been telling you guys that for years.
It's overused. Stupid. And cringe is cringe. Yeah. I've heard people saying that. And
we need a replacement then.
Yeah, I'm with you, Snowcone. It is because I know that people don't like it. I've heard Bill Burr complain about it. I've seen people online complain about it. We've talked about it. And I do get to moments where I'm like, what do you say now? What did I used to say before a cringe?
Uncomfortable?
Uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Is that it?
This
is
a normal word?
So uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, this is uncomfortable to watch.
I think you just say
that, Snowcone. That's so cringe.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wow, look at that. That's uncomfortable.
So obviously you're sick of that word, right?
Yeah.
And that was the number one word. So there are things, you know, on that list that you agreed with. And also, I think dropped is a good one. Don't say that anymore. I can stop saying game changer, right? That's fine. So those are you're sick of that word. And I saw this thing that said 97% of Americans are sick of something right now. And they asked them, okay, what's the thing that you're most sick of?
Okay.
I thought, God, you know, you'd have to give me some options because there's probably several things. I guess I don't even know where to start. I'm sick of there being new streaming services every month and new packages and me having to decide, am I overpaying? Which streaming services do I need? Am I using mine or is someone else using my account? I'm kind of sick of all the confusion with all the streamers. Right. Like, just somebody buy it already, merge them all together, and turn it back into cable.
I'm excited because they're doing that sports thing.
I know, Venue or whatever.
Although I saw that it was like $80.
Right, but it gives you some cable channels, right? It gives you Max.
They're doing like
Hulu.
It's going to give you nothing. It's going to give you just every sports channel.
Oh, I thought they were
including over the air channel. So there'll be no sporting event you can miss, but you don't need anything else.
Oh, they're finally combining all of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're going to combine all of them. It'll be FS1, ESPN. They're all in bed together.
Man, people have been dying for that for years.
And they're going to release it. And it was,
you're talking about Venue?
Well, they may not use Venue.
Okay.
So, but they're going to do a package deal. There was a lawsuit. You can look it up.
Yeah, and so they bought Fubo to get out of the lawsuit.
Right, with Venue. But they're saying other people may sue them. They're not sure. But they're going to release a package where you click on one thing, and it will have every sports, like, from the Big Ten Network to the SEC Network, to FS1, FS2, ESPN1, ESPN News.
Okay.
They're all combining together, and then you'll be able to pay one fee for all of them.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll give you your local over-the-air stations, too. That way, you know, you can watch your local football team.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because the last I heard, they were trying to do this sports thing, and they said the problem is they don't have there's a lot of sports that they were missing. So I guess they must have figured out how to get those picked up because, you know, sports are on.
This will be a game changer.
Right, exactly. But you've got football on Netflix now, on Peacock, and the last I'd heard, the problem was they couldn't, you know, the stuff was so spread out that they would be missing out on a lot of stuff. They can get everything like that and say, here it is.
I read it this morning.
People will pay for that. So that would
probably end up being as expensive as YouTube TV is what they were talking about.
Like getting
cable.
I'm
not sure if it helps.
We're getting back, just getting back to cable. At some point,
because I have all of those on YouTube TV for the most part, so
right.
I don't know why I would buy just that and not that I use anything else, but they're going to have to lower the price on that.
Yeah, it's weird the way people talk about streaming, because when they talk about Hulu with live TV or YouTube TV, I'm like, you're really just talking about cable over the internet. Lazo has cable over the internet, and because you have cable over the internet, there's some conveniences that you wouldn't get with regular cable. Like, we can log into your cable account
at work. $70 a month. Venue Sports is dead. DirecTV thinks it can fill the void. The satellite TV service is launching a new streaming multi-channel video service called My Sports.
Wow, okay.
Which will feature the same channels as Venue, plus a bunch more.
Well, there you go. We're going to be spending. We're going to be spending.
So Venue was apparently going to launch at 43. This will launch at 70. My sports will include ABC, NBC, Fox, ESPN, TNT, TBS, USA, FS1. It will also include the NFL Network, NBA TV, NBL, MLB Network. All told, more than 40 channels of sports will be
included.
Okay,
so let me ask you this. How is that different from cable then, right? Isn't that just like it's cable over the internet? Because you're getting all... If you had cable, you get all those channels, right? And you get your local channels. So we're doing cable over the internet.
I don't know. Like, my YouTube TV does not get MLB Network.
Right, so they're adding more stuff.
Right, so you're going to get everything. Yeah, yeah. So, like, I think Sling had MLB Network.
Yeah.
By the way, so I think everybody who's cut the cord is a sports fan like me. There's nothing perfect.
Right, because each one of the streamers is trying to buy some sports.
I got to Fubo, and because I was like, okay, I want the MLB Network, and then I switched to, Sling because I could get this, and then a YouTube TV to switch back. I think what they're saying is like, look, man, if you want to watch sports, everything's going to be here. We got everything. There's no one going to be missing.
But what I'm saying is not necessarily it's just like YouTube with live TV. I'm saying, like, really, if we go back to cable days when you had the cable box and you paid for everything, you weren't missing any channels. You know, if ESPN had a fight with the cable company, you might not have ESPN for a couple days while they worked out the new deal, right? I remember that happening. Like, oh, Time Warner's trying to work this out. But otherwise, you got everything. And that's my thing. It's like, we're going back to that. We're just doing it over the internet. Like, at this point, when you cut the cord, it's like, I'll save a bunch of money. And now I'm guessing all of us pay more for our internet and streaming services than we did before, right? And what cable got expensive, we complained about it. How much was it? Your cable and internet, like $140, something like that, right?
No, now, it got up into the 200s.
Okay, so it got even more. And now you've got your internet, could be 50, could be 70, you know, depending on what you have. You got to pay that every month. And then each streaming service.
And if you did
service,
this MySports, it's 70.
And Netflix with 4K is 30
add,
almost.
Then you probably have to add Netflix.
Max,
so you'd be done.
Max is almost 30. You know, you're adding all these other streaming services. If you do that, you're paying more. You cut the cord to save some money, and now
if
you're back.
If they can get it down to that $43 a month for all the sports things, then it makes a ton of sense.
Sure, but you're still going to want Netflix, is what I'm saying, right? You're still going to want Netflix. You're still going to want some of those other streaming
services.
Yeah,
but then I could still add three or four of them and still be under the $80. Where it gets cost prohibitive is when you get to 80 and then you're getting over 100. If I could get every sports show available and then just add Netflix and Max monthly, if there's a show I wanted, then cancel it and get another one, that'd be fine. You'd be at like $60 for everything. That'd be perfect.
That'd be fine with me. That's the thing I'm...
Because all I really do is watch sports on it.
Right. So for exactly, there's a lot of people like that. And every single streaming service, when they buy some sort of sports thing, especially when they buy a football game, it becomes their most watched thing. So all the streaming services have been fighting over different sports. That's why Netflix suddenly got football, right? And the NFL is starting to put some games behind paywalls, which they never did before. And surprise, surprise, the ratings are huge for Netflix. So then the other streamers say, we got to get some football games. We got to get some more sports. You put it all in one place, there's a lot of Lazos out there who would pay for it.
Yeah, and I think, like people are saying on our Twitch, the cable's more expensive than you remember. Like,
yeah,
you would get 60 channels or whatever, but if you wanted to get the NFL Network,
HBO,
MLB Network, HBO, you'd be well over what they're charging you for this.
Okay.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
All right, Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Laszlo.
Well, actually, I don't know if it's Lakeland. It's just, I know it's Polk County, Florida. So I think Lakeland's the biggest city there when I looked it up. But Polk County, we hear about Polk County, Florida. It's like in the middle of Florida. And you've got one of these sheriffs there who likes to go on TV and do his live stream about
Lakeland
people that are in trouble. Okay. And is this guy from Lakeland? He probably is.
I don't know, but yeah. It says Lakeland's the biggest city in Polk County.
Okay. Well, a guy in Florida, somewhere in Polk County, has been arrested because the police say he engaged in an act that is illegal, I guess. He's 53 years old, and he's being charged with sexual contact with animals. Hmm. That's what the deputy stated.
He said, well, I had just some sexual frustration. Donald Calloway, who's 53 from Lake Wells, admitted that because he was trying to do the wild thing with the horse. Mm. She said, nay. That's right. He tried to engage inappropriate conduct
this
with
guy's a
horse,
sheriff,
which is clearly against the law. Does Donald not know that a horse will bite you?
I really hate these sheriffs that want to be celebrities. It really bothers me.
That's a sheriff.
But anyhow, you give
Donald
out
the, Callaway?
Yeah, you give out his name. You're like, here's his name, here's his age. Let me tell you about what this guy did. Now, I get it. He tried to put his penis in a horse's nostril.
In which nostril?
That's what the thing that I read said. I thought that was odd.
Yeah.
But maybe the sheriff's right. Maybe he was thinking about the fact that it can bite. But this is not.
What, they wanted it to bite?
No. Like, I better use the nostril and not the mouth because it might bite me.
I could have used his.
That's obvious.
And really stayed away from the mouth.
That's obvious. Maybe he's afraid of getting kicked. I don't know. But, you know, there was this whole controversy, 15 years ago? 18 years ago? Up in the Seattle area, the Northwest. Oh, yeah. They made a documentary about it.
They did. Zoo or something.
Zoo. Yeah. I'd rewatch that if I could find it. Find that for me, Poncho. Anyhow, these people would gather together. They'd watch movies and stuff, and then they'd go out and they had sex with
the horses.
Yeah. And it was such a crazy thing.
People got
never
really
believed.
Mad at me in Seattle.
Yeah, because the horses run to each. Sometimes they would run to the human already sexually aroused.
Right. Sometimes they would run to each other and do
oral
sex things that animals don't really.
They don't do. And they were like, these animals learned how to do this from the humans.
I'm like, so sounds to me like they liked it.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, that's what I'm trying to get to.
All right. Well, I mean,
I think it's a valid argument.
I mean, I don't know about this horse and Donald Callaway's situation, but I mean, with those horses that we heard, they were all running around. When the guys would come out, they'd get super happy and get boners, and they'd have sex with each other, and the dude's like, well, who's hurt here?
Right.
I don't understand. What's wrong?
In that documentary, they made it pretty clear.
Look, I could clearly say, like, you know, no, I mean.
Don't hurt an animal.
Right, and do I find it disgusting? Sure. But I don't care if you do it. Like, if you have a horse and the horse wants to have sex with you and you let it, well, I don't care. And I've seen, you know, some of those videos with a woman and a horse. The horse looks like it's having fun.
The internet started with that video. I think we all remember
That's
it.
The only one I can remember, really. I've seen them, but we all now are picturing the same video.
It was the first video the internet ever posted, I believe, and we've all seen it. But yeah, and if you watch that zoo documentary from years back, you learned about how sexually active these animals were and how they appeared to enjoy it. Now, here's the other problem with this current story in Florida. Not only is the sheriff giving out his name and all that stuff, and they're saying that he tried to use a nostril, and being very specific, but this guy, it sounds like, has a girlfriend, maybe they're fighting a little bit, and she's the one who calls the cops and says, I saw him doing this.
Oh, what did the guy say?
I need to, exactly, what was his response? What was his response, and did anyone else see this? Because I don't think it's right to just take the word of a scorned woman and then blast this guy on the internet, his name out there. If you can't
prove
it,
witnesses.
I would take that to court. I would deny it, take it to court, and sue that guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They, I guess this guy was just like, look, I'm horny, and it was a stupid decision.
Why would
he
admit it?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
No witnesses.
No. His girlfriend. That's the story said his girlfriend saw it.
Did you have video
she
or
called
something?
The cops. I saw nothing about any video. Just that she reported it. When the cops get there, he says, I'm stupid. It was a dumb. It's like that South Park episode. Literally, these are his quotes. I was just being dumb, I guess. Dumb decision. So they say, okay, well, so you knowingly engaged in a sexual act with a horse. And he's like, yeah, just being stupid. That's what he says. I'm like, no, dude, deny it and then sue these guys. Anyhow, he was placed under arrest. And, they say sexual acts with an animal. I guess that's on the books somewhere. Is that a felony? And also, when I go to try and apply for a job somewhere and they say you've got a felony on your record, does it say what I did? How specific does it get?
I wouldn't list it.
That's cruel.
But it's also like, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it was that long ago, but not like, Civil War days when Tom Hanks was in that dumb movie Bachelor Party, and they're like, have a donkey show, have a donkey show.
You're
right. Everybody talked about going to Tijuana for a donkey show.
Right.
Like, it was like, this is crazy, but it happens. Like, yay! And now we're all like, ugh, gross, go to jail.
Go to jail.
I mean, Tom Hanks. America, I hate him, but America loves him.
Yeah.
Like, I was doing donkey show movies.
That's
well, I mean, he wasn't in a donkey show movie.
No, but
he was in
the movie
that brought
a donkey
show. Yeah.
Yeah. To do crazy
for a
things.
Bachelor party.
And this guy, by the way, is in his 50s, so he remembers the 80s.
Yeah.
And he's probably thinking, you know, I guess people do this. I'm sexually frustrated. You know, I saw that Tom Hanks movie. I know this is a thing. And then he gets arrested.
I think the thing was you watched a girl do it with a donkey.
Right, right, right.
But whatever.
It was like the internet video that we all saw.
Yeah.
When people talk about the donkey show in Tijuana, first of all, I don't know if that's still going on. Snowcone, as a producer, can you research and see if they still are doing donkey shows in Tijuana? I imagine that there is a woman, this is her job. She knows this donkey well.
No, I've been on the donkey of friends.
And there's guys gathered around, I guess. It's like a strip club. We're tossing cash. Is her and the donkey?
Coronado Crackman says it is.
It's still time.
And he knows the name of the club, so.
Okay.
He's down there.
So is that what you envision? There's a donkey on stage with a woman? Guys gathered around throwing money?
Got a sombrero on.
Exactly.
That's what I see.
Always.
And like beads around its neck. It's kind of dressed up fancy. And she's like, you know, I don't know. She's got like one of those, you know, like a dress you would expect someone to dance salsa. Dancing.
Like a little skirt and spins.
Yeah, but she doesn't look like she salsa dances a lot.
No. She looks like she's had a rough go, but she's cute.
Yeah. Well.
Sort of. She's not the cutest girl down here, but.
Enough.
Right.
I mean, she's cute enough to have sex with donkey and me watch.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're playing, you know, I don't know, a mariachi band in the back.
That's exactly
right. And it's
right.
A bunch of white dudes, you know, throwing money out into this, like, you know, like a circle. It's a
exactly.
Circle.
Exactly. It's a circle. We're gathering around
hay,
a circle.
Hay in there and something.
Yeah, maybe there's a little hay.
Yeah.
But she's
got a little wood border, so you can't go in, but, you know, they're there. Yeah.
I imagine when you get to the club, it's like
right? And then she donkey.
It's like a show in Vegas on the Strip. You do it so many times a day. You get your tickets. There's that certain time of night that's the most popular, might sell out. You get to the venue. You wait in line behind a rope because they're getting the donkey ready, getting the woman ready. And you go in there. I've never done it, but Snowcone just said, he looked it up, he's saying it does still happen. So the question then becomes, if we are old enough to remember the movie Bachelor Party, mm-hmm. and we've heard about these donkey shows, some of us may know someone who's been to one, what are the rules here? We can only in Mexico? I'm asking for someone else.
I don't know, is a donkey show legal in Mexico?
That's a good question.
It may be something that's not legal.
But
if you get caught, you get in a little trouble, but, you know, the cops come in and like, hey, gringo.
Yeah.
You know, you go to jail and you're not allowed to watch a woman have sex with a donkey. Yeah. It's 100 pesos.
Yeah.
And you got to pay them cash, like right there to stay out of jail. I don't know if that's true or not, but
Totally reasonable. You know, that horse.
I assume that's what happens.
That horse video that we all saw on the internet 30 years ago. I assume that I'm just curious if you did too, that that was in like Kazakhstan or something. I didn't look at that and think Iowa. I thought, no, it's in an Eastern European country somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she was rural because I remember a field.
Yep. Yeah.
She had a top on, as
she
I recall.
Did. White shorts, maybe.
Oh, I thought she didn't have any pants on.
Well, maybe I don't remember then.
I don't remember really.
You know, I got I'm a sure memory about of the it. You're remembering it like a postcard now.
Exactly. It's been a while.
Well, you watch it the first time, and then you watch it again.
Right. And also, we're all learning. When the internet came around, if you're old enough, we were all learning about sex together privately in our homes. Like, oh, this is a thing? Oh, wait, that's a thing? Oh, this is a thing. I like this thing. Oh, my God.
And we're also learning what we like.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I would have never thought of that, but I like that.
I didn't know. Now
so
I'm
the
excited.
Horse thing came out.
Yep.
And there is a percentage of people who are like,
that's what I want.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yep.
And then the percentage of people are like,
yeah.
Well, and we just, you know, right? But you didn't speak of it.
Right. Wasn't
unless it happened to come out in conversation. You're like, you said horse thing, and you could tell by the other person's voice whether they liked it or not. You threw it out there.
Yeah. They definitely saw it, though.
Did you see the horse thing? They're like, yeah, God. And you're like, yeah, God.
Right.
But then you're somewhere else, like, you said horse thing? Like, yeah, I saw it. And you're like, I saw it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just wade into that conversation a little bit.
And the third guy he asked, did you see it? He goes, yeah, I found more of it. Mm-hmm. You go, oh. You
he
tell.
Says, which one?
Right, which video? We were all learning at the same time. Mm-hmm. And my whole thought process as I was learning and I'm growing up with that computer in my room, when I saw stuff like that, I thought, okay, this isn't for me, but obviously it's for someone. And there's a lot of that. It's mostly stuff that you go, okay.
As long as no one's getting hurt.
Exactly.
Two consenting adults, a consenting horse, whatever.
That's my
And
video,
it feels like that video, the horse was more than consenting.
It was involved, right?
It was
a willing partner.
It enjoyed itself. There's no doubt in my mind that it enjoyed it.
Got what it wanted, I know that.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
What's
up?
Nothing. We're just on the chat talking about horses and you know, all that stuff. All, you know, I was thinking also when we were kids, you had reruns of Mr. Ed. And so as a kid, you think, you know, horses can be friends with people. I think they can be like police partners, you know.
Sure.
Well, horses, of course. Unless no. Remember that? You watched it, right?
Mr. Ed.
Yeah, and he looked like they were getting along, you know, like they were good partners.
Yeah.
So then when you get a little bit older and you see the other stuff, you go, oh, well, I should have known.
They're not just showing that I put sitcom. Two and two together, but I see where your head went with it.
You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Maybe that guy wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't think like Arnold from Green Acres.
Right.
I didn't think, well, they're probably.
But,
I didn't think that.
No, but the
did
Mr.
You?
Well, no, but when I look back on the
did
Mr. Ed thing.
I did not.
I didn't know that it was a thing until I saw that video.
Yeah.
But then when I look back on the Mr. Ed thing, I go, oh. They were, of course, this was a sitcom. It's like I Love Lucy. We didn't see them having sex, but they were a couple and they had sex.
Right.
You know, so with the Mr. Ed thing,
you
look back and go,
like,
oh. Well, I do now. Yeah.
What about that little pig?
On Green Acres?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It didn't. It wasn't as close as the horse in Mr. Ed.
It was like
that
a
was
friend,
a real.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. No,
what was
it
the
was.
Dolphin? Was that Flipper?
Yeah, Flipper was the
Lassie?
Dolphin. Flipper definitely people.
Well, Lassie was a little.
People did have Lassie? Sex with Flipper, didn't they? There's been multiple stories about people having sex with dolphins.
I don't think.
And they've been defending it, saying dolphins want it. They like it. They're basically humans. You've seen these stories. One person.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't? One person tried to marry a dolphin.
They did?
Yeah. And the public
Old
is
Yeller?
Like, is it okay to have sex with a dolphin? You know? Have you ever been on top of a dolphin?
That's sad.
Leave dogs out of it. I guess. I don't know, actually, because I've seen some of those videos, too, Papa. Yeah. People get arrested for that quick.
Yeah.
Right? That's like a thing. You know, do you ever think to yourself, thank God that's not my thing? That's the other thing about learning about sex on the internet. You go,
say that a lot. And I also say, God damn it.
I wish this wasn't
my thing.
My thing? Exactly.
I don't want that to be my thing.
But when you have that thought, remind yourself, at least I'm not into Rottweilers.
It ends up being my goddamn thing. I try to avoid it, but it's my thing.
Well, that's the other thing. When you see those things, you go, I'm glad that's not my thing. Don't look at it for too long.
Because it will become
your thing.
It
could become your thing.
It will become your thing. Like, they are the masters of making stuff your thing.
Yeah.
And you had no idea it was your
Just
thing.
Just stay away from it. Just stay away.
Mm-mm.
The Church of Laszlo.
I saw, I don't know who posted it, but they were saying, you know, it's 2025. So we're halfway through the 20s, which is kind of crazy because I still, I don't really think that these decades have been working out the way they used to. They need to be well-defined. The 50s, Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
The 60s, the Mad Men era. 70s, horrible decorating in kitchens and bad clothes and Saturday Night Fever.
And 80s and 90s
80s,
are obvious.
Flock of Seagull and New Wave and hair metal and all that. 90s, grunge. And then it's like we get to the 2000s, you're like,
low-rise jeans.
Is Britney?
Boy
what
dance,
she was in
Britney.
Right, but they sort of carried over. From,
Strokes and
yeah,
the cool
so what was
rock.
It? So we don't get these well-defined things, and now we're halfway through the 20s. And they say, all right, so let's look back. What has defined the 20s so far since we're halfway through?
COVID.
So I would think COVID started the 20s.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the beginning of 2020, right? To me, it's all COVID. It should just be everything changed. It's like people who tell their kids, you don't understand, 9/11 changed everything.
I feel like COVID and Trump are kind of the...
Trump's a good one. I mean, but he was 2016 as well, so he was the 10s.
The return.
The return.
Yeah, but 2020
is COVID.
Is COVID.
So these are the things that they say are the most defining moments of the 20s, okay? Tiger King. Which, by the way, Tiger King
COVID.
Was COVID. It was...
Well, like, I'm guessing most of these things have to do with COVID.
You're right.
Tiger King is not that massive if we all weren't just stuck at home
we
watching the same thing.
Forced to be at home.
Right. And then somebody tweeted, have you seen this nonsense?
And Netflix
and
released
whatever,
it that
just
day.
Took over.
Yeah. Everything is cake. You know, all these competitions about is it cake?
Oh, is it cake?
I've never really watched that.
Me neither, but I'm aware of
but,
it.
The celebrities who sang Imagine, that's a COVID thing.
COVID
remember
again?
All the celebrities?
Oh, how could I forget? Yeah,
that's COVID, though.
That was, you know, what's that Wonder Woman's name? Gal Gadot?
Gal Gadot.
I will never have, like, a good impression of her after that Imagine thing.
Because she was first.
She was first. It was her idea, right?
It was
right?
her idea, and she was first.
And if you don't remember, it was during COVID. There's lockdown, and Gal Gadot gets a bunch of celebrities together and says, let's put out a video where we're all singing Imagine. And, you know, it'll be like we're all getting along. But the problem is every celebrity, when they're doing their selfie, is in their mansion.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit out of touch.
It's a little bit easier to live like that.
Right.
In your
You've
pool.
Got some money saved up.
Although I bet all those houses are burned to the ground now.
True. True. Where's that on? Put that on the list. L.A. burned. the guy with the cranberry juice drinking juice and riding the skateboard and listening to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Right.
And then all these people started doing it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good call, man.
Yeah. I mean, they gave him the truck.
That's COVID again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
We were just bored, and we're like, hey, this guy's listening to Fleetwood Mac. And he did not think in that moment when his car broke down and he grabbed that ocean spray that he was about to get a new truck and an endless supply of cranberry juice for his life and become a celebrity. You still know his name.
Dogfish.
Yeah. They say the millennials versus Gen Z debate that just never goes away, that's been a 2020s thing. I do see that online a lot.
I still see millennials, boomers, too. Like, that millennials too. Fight with everybody.
Right. I feel like the OK Boomer thing was in the 20s, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
So, this is crazy. They think this is big enough, but Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Man, that was big.
I know. Now you look back at it, because when someone looks back at the Oscars 50 years from now, they hear some of the craziest things or some of the biggest moments. If we saw an actor in the 50s slapping another actor on stage, that would be a moment that we would all, you know, see repeatedly, because they would show it's a big deal. So the Will Smith thing is a big deal. What were some of the other things? Oh, some of these people I don't even know. So, like, we talked about the Nepo baby debate.
Oh, yeah.
They say that's a 20s thing, talking about how everyone in Hollywood is related to someone in Hollywood. And it was like these Gen Zers, they said it was because Gen Zers didn't realize it. And they all realized it at once because of TikTok, I guess. I felt like the rest of us knew already. Like, yeah, they have the same last name. And they talk about the fact that that's, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis's mom or whatever.
Right.
But all these Gen Zers found out at the same time that everyone in Hollywood is related and started calling them all Nepo babies.
They're in the same place.
Right. But as Lazo pointed out earlier, it all burned down. You know?
Yeah.
You made fun of them as much as you wanted, but it all burned down. They said that that picture of Pope Francis in the puffer coat is one of the biggest moments. Remember that? There was that AI image.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first, maybe that's why, because it was one of the first AI images that really fooled everybody.
Yeah.
It was just a picture of the Pope in a puffer coat. You didn't see it, Lazo?
I don't remember.
And everybody found out later it wasn't real, but people bought it. And people thought it was real.
That's still pretty recent.
Well, right. AI is pretty recent. I would think AI is defining the 20s now, because it's been the last year or so.
Oh, yeah. Crypto, NFTs.
That would be good.
ChatGPT.
They say Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's old tweets. They say Barbenheimer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was more of like a that year sort of thing, but okay. Let's see what else is on here. There's stuff that's like girls about mindfulness. The Wicked interview, I did see that, where that was over Thanksgiving, right? I don't know if you saw it, Lazo, where
Baja Blast, AMC, and GameStop stock.
Oh, yeah. That was in the 20s. That should
absolutely be in there.
The Wicked thing is the holding space. You saw that, Snow Cone, I'm sure, where Ariana Grande and I don't know that other girl's name. I don't know what that means.
People are holding space for that song.
Yeah. The Hawk Tua girl is the last one on there. She has defined the 2020s.
Man, I haven't thought about her in a while.
Well, I just saw something about her yesterday. They posted a new thing about her, and they said that crypto thing, she might be in a lot of trouble for that.
Oh.
Yeah. So they talked about how her celebrity rose real fast, and apparently she didn't like it. Like, she was tired of people following her and wanting to, you know, camping outside of her house, stuff like that. And then the crypto thing went bad. I don't know if she's actually in any legal trouble. It's a YouTube video. Who knows? But I just saw that yesterday. But yeah, the Hawk Tua girl, that's like the cranberry juice guy. It's like, how long can you milk the 15 minutes? I'm always impressed. People try.
And she did it.
And she sold merch.
As long as you can.
She sold merch. She started a podcast. She was on a lot of podcasts. And I'd say, you know, that's like a tie. I don't know who the other people are that have taken that 15 minutes that long. Yeah. Yes. She made millions of dollars.
She made $50 million.
Okay, so that's bigger. Bad Baby was bigger. But yeah, the Hawk Tua girl. And think about it. To this day, when you think about the Hawk Tua girl, you still like her.
Of course.
I
like her.
You know, if they're like, hey, the Hawk Tua girl
wants
to come in.
There's no doubt in my mind she got played for that.
Oh, she did.
She didn't know how to start a...
No.
Some sort of cryptocurrency.
The people were telling her to stay away from that.
I know, and I'm sure, you know, the Paul brothers were like, hey, start a crypto. That's how you really can make money. And then they pumped it up and then dumped it and made $1 billion and made her look bad. I don't know that the Paul brothers were involved.
She was friends with the boxer.
Yeah, whichever one. That's what I'm saying. They were like, this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, guys. And then Next thing she knew, I was like, well, your celebrity's over and everybody hates you.
There were a lot of tweets you can see out there from the time, from crypto people saying, hey, Hawk Tua, stay away from this. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. You know, you're getting in over your head. People are going to get scammed. They warned her. And then as it started happening, she was like trying to apologize. Then she basically disappeared. They said she's only posted one thing since that happened, and it was like a video of her and her friends.
Is she still doing a podcast?
On vacation. I don't know, because this
Talk
video...
Tua?
This video said that the only thing she's posted since the crypto thing was this one video of her on vacation. Again, that's a YouTube video from yesterday. I don't know if it's true, but the guy has millions of subscribers, so I watched it. It was like, you know, the rise and fall of Hawk Tua. Yeah, but if she stopped by today, a year from now, 10 years from now, they said, hey, Hawk Tua's here, you're going to say, bring her in. Bring her in, right?
You know, whenever we get fired from here, which I would imagine would be any day now, if we just got, we just get a camera. Get a camera and go make a documentary about what's going on with Hawk Tua right now.
There you go.
Man, you could make so much money.
That's what this video was, basically.
Right.
Now we just got to
chase her down.
Yeah, talk to her.
Yeah, talk to her friends. Talk to her mom. Talk to her elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
Talk to a guy who got Hawk Tua'd.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the thing. Our documentary, because if other people are trying, we got to make sure we capture her Hawk Tua'ing.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone wants to see it. That's the reason.
Or at least guys say, no, she did do it. Or guys say, she never did that.
Exactly. Let's talk to those guys.
Know.
And the guy's like, no, trust me, she's pretty tame.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he's like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at some point, we would like to see it.
Of course.
Why don't you just go on Pornhub already so that we can see it?
And make the money.
There's your money.
I mean, God
Bad
damn,
Baby
how
made
much
it
you could make
on
a
OnlyFans?
Bad Baby got $50 million, like, in a week.
In a week. If Hawk Tua started on OnlyFans, it's over. But what? Because she's a sweet Southern girl and her family. Girl, you're missing out. Obviously, you said, when in your drunken state, you said, let me tell you what you do. So it's already what
Don't worry about
your instinct.
And that stuff. Just
just start an OnlyFans. That's how we end the documentary. We finally convince her to launch the OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is she?
In search of Hawk Tua.
Yeah, in search of Hawk Tua.
In search of Hawk Tua. Mm-hmm.
I love it. In search of Hawk Tua. We got to get on this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like now. Maybe AI can help us, too. You know, generate some images of guys pretending like they know Hawk Tua, and we'll just tell people we did interviews. Or we could go down there. I don't know where she is.
I'm thinking like, you know, some sort of like, she's Tennessee, right? It's like, you know, they sing Rocky Top. There's some way to fit in Rocky Top and Hawk Tua. Rocky at the Top, the search for Hawk Tua.
Boom.
Boom. We don't even need a movie.
Done.
Just put out a fake trailer and sell tickets.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Well, you got a big adventure in front of you, don't you?
I'm going to Florida. Leave tomorrow.
Yep.
Pretty excited.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And I told you, I'd give you the address. You can drive by there. Check out the place. Or you're going to live
retirement
in your
retirement home?
Yeah. And,
can I use the pool while I'm there?
Absolutely. Talk to my father-in-law.
You better text him, because I will.
I'll text him. I'll let him know.
You know, because we're staying in a hotel. You know, if I can go to a pool, there's nobody around.
It's a nice pool, too.
Yeah, there's probably nobody there, right?
No. It would be all yours. It's heated. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. It's nice. On the canal. Boom. Perfect. There you go. He'll do whatever you want. Take you out to eat, I'm sure. He's a very...
we don't need all that.
I know, but he'll want to.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. So, I'll give you the address, but have fun. But is this like a tournament?
Yeah, so my oldest is playing baseball. You know, a crazy story. So, when I was a kid, I put it on Facebook. When I was a kid, my dad and my grandpa used to take me to, you recently have started going to Fort Myers, but I've gone my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
my dad and my grandpa would take me to, there was a Royal Spring training there. And there was like the Fort Myers Royals, and they all played in this ballpark. And I got the schedule yesterday, and so I will watch my oldest son play baseball at the field that my grandfather used to take me to watch baseball.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
How cool
awesome,
is that?
Man.
Yeah?
That's
How
pretty
cool
awesome.
Is that? Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I didn't even think about it. I saw it, and I was scrolling through, and I'm like, oh, one game at this Terry Park. And I was like, wow. Crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And you're flying straight down there.
Yeah.
Probably, I don't remember that airline's name.
Delta or American.
Oh,
or
okay. Yeah. I thought there was only one that flew down there direct. But anyway.
We're not direct. I think we stopped in Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Well, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, it'll be fun, right?
You're going to post pictures, right?
I will, for sure.
And, you know,
I'm going to see your father-in-law.
Yeah, and we've been back at work for a while now since Christmas. There's that long stretch
of
work. It's like, man, we need a break, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you take a break as long as we do for Christmas, it's hard to just get thrown right back into the regular work week.
What are you going to do?
I guess I'll sit around here and
prepare the
see if they need me.
Second bedroom?
Second bedroom.
Yeah, prepare to get that ready.
Well, I think Snowcone's got the he's got the setup back there. What are you talking about, like if someone wants to stop by?
No, I mean, you know, if you have a new roommate.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I just
What color are you painting?
I just want to make sure that I'm around in case somebody needs me. I like pink, and originally pink was supposed to be a color for boys. If you look at the history of it, they reversed it later. And I think there's a reason for that. I like it.
So you're going to paint it pink?
I think so.
Do you need help with anything? You need me to put anything together?
I think we'll be okay. Snowcone will be around if I need some help. So.
But you're getting it all ready.
We'll get it ready. Right. Yeah.
Well, if you need anything, let me know.
I will. You guys have fun. Be safe.
Are we done? Is that it?
This is it, and then we'll be back on Monday. Is that right?
No.
Yeah, right?
No, I'm not back Monday.
Oh, you're not?
No, I think Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, then, there'll be plenty
of because I think the championship game would be Tuesday, I think, if he makes it. I may be back in time for Tuesday's show if they don't make the championship.
Okay.
And I'll let you know.
Okay. So we're hoping that you're not back.
I think everybody is, right?
Yeah.
In their heart of hearts.
Yeah.
All right. What's that Hawk to a chick's name?
What is her name?
Who cares? Oh. Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.